Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're doing a very special show today. It is anything but that baseball team show. Some people on the text line, before I close it, always say, or have been saying today, are you having Eli Drinkwitz on the show? I am actually working on getting Eli Drinkwitz on the show at some point this summer. I would love to talk to him, but we will talk about Missouri recruiting at 3:30. So because we're not talking about that baseball team, we're talking about everybody else. Sporting Kansas City got a little love earlier today in the show. If you want to check out the podcast page, you're more than welcome to over at odyssey.com. Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll take a trip to all three of the local schools. So we'll talk KU, we'll talk K-State, we'll talk Missouri. And in the 4 o'clock hour, Pete Sweeney's going to come on the show and we'll talk about Kansas City. I have told Rob if he wants to get somebody to talk about the Kansas City Monarchs, I'm happy to have them on the show today. The women's soccer team, I saw they just booked a TV deal. I'm happy to have them on the show today. We're here to celebrate everybody else today. That's what today is going to be about, a celebration of everybody. It's also going to be a celebration of you guys. So what we're doing once an hour is we're giving you the opportunity to call up here 913-576-7610 or text in a topic and what you think we should be talking about instead of that baseball team. That's what we're doing today. You can pick whatever it is. There's only one rule, Rob. What is it?
No Royals.
That's
anything but the Royals.
That's it. If you text in and you ask a question about them, you're getting blocked. If you call in and you ask a question about them, we're hanging up on you. It's that simple. Tomorrow, it's back to normal. Today, we're doing something a little bit different today. Coming up in 15 minutes, we will talk 80s movies. I watched another 80s movie today. I will give you my review of Short Circuit. I'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Let's go to the phone lines, though, first. Franklin, you called into the drive. Go ahead, Franklin.
Hey, Carrington, man. I'm a longtime listener, man. I first want to say I'm from Casey like you, and I normally agree with you about on almost everything about 90% of the time, bro.
That's good, like, Franklin. That means you're right, like 90% of the time.
Yes, that's exactly what I tell people, but, you know. But what I want to talk about today is the Chiefs. Why is it that we haven't went after Justin Houston? Am I missing something? Has he not been a better pass rusher than Frank Clark over the last 2 years? Like, does he not want to come play with us? Like, I don't understand why the Chiefs haven't went after Justin Houston. He has to be fairly cheap. He's not signed right now, and there's no guarantee that Frank Clark is going to show up. Yes, they signed his old friend from Seattle. Great. Let's hope that works. But there's no guarantee, and if we saw anything in the Super Bowl is you need a pass rush. We didn't even touch Tom Brady's shoes during the Super Bowl. So what's the deal, man?
I hear what you're saying, Franklin. I don't know if you're going to like my answer, though, and I appreciate you calling. And let's work on that other 10% of you being right more often. I don't think the Chiefs are spending any more money. You want to know how I know this? The Bashaud Breeland contract. The Bashaud Breeland contract told me everything I needed to know. That contract is nothing. It's $3 million in salary. The fact that the Chiefs weren't willing to pick up that contract, I don't think there's any more money left. Now, sure, after they restructure Tyrann Mathieu and they free up a little bit of space, will they pick somebody up off waiver wires? But you got to remember, Justin Houston is a pass rusher. That's not really a position that you're going to get for cheap. Like, Clowney keeps signing $8 million plus kind of deals. So if you're Justin Houston, I don't know if there's really any reason to maybe sell yourself short, hold out. Once you get closer to camp, you'll sign a one-year, $8 million deal and be happy. I just don't know if the Chiefs are in the business of doing that right now. We talk a lot about how the salary cap is funny money. I don't really think it's funny money right now with Kansas City. I think they're in a little bit of a holding pattern when it comes to spending cash. And they're going to need to free up a little bit of it. And I think this is the roster. I don't think another big-time move is coming. I don't think it's coming at corner. I don't think it's coming at wide receiver. I don't think it's coming in pass rush. I think they've already answered it. I think their answer for pass rush is Chris Jones moving to the outside. Think about it. When do teams talk strategy in June? And they're not telling you the truth. I think the plan for their, we're not going to go get Justin Houston, we have Chris Jones, and with Jaron Reed and Derek Nnadi on the inside, that's going to be our answer at defensive tackle. I don't think they're getting another pass rush. If anything, I think they're more inclined to get Melvin Ingram than I think they're inclined to get Justin Houston. There's been no smoke when it comes to them picking up Justin Houston. I don't think that he's a viable option. Let's go back to the phone lines, 913-576-7610. It is the topic that you guys get to control. Anthony, you called into the drive. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, man, I just want to shout out to that other baseball team, Kansas City Monarchs. They have won 7 in a row. They're a game and a half out of first, and that's it, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Rob, somebody texted in, said they work for the Monarchs, and they are happy to come on the show today. I'll give you their number. I will 100% talk Monarchs baseball today on the show. 100%. I actually want to go out there and see it for myself. I'll go out there, and I'll watch the Monarchs. We need to do a deal with the Monarchs. Can we give Monarchs tickets away on this show? I'm sure they can give us some. Would you guys want to go out there? I'll go out there. We need to do like a game at Monarchs Park. I don't know what they're calling that park these days, but we need to block
Legends
off,
Field?
We need to block off a section. They give us tickets, and we host them. So on a day where the other baseball team is off and you still want to go out there and see some winning baseball, we can go out there to the game. I'm down for that. Get the guy on the phone and see if we can work that deal together. See if we can get that set up. I feel like you can get that set up. I feel like that's a job directly for you.
I'm working promotions now on this show?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Somebody said don't forget Tershawn Wharton. I don't want to forget him. He's certainly in the mix too. Monarchs tickets. Yeah, I'm telling you, I would go to the Monarchs. Today, I'm showing love and appreciation. Everybody today. Everybody deserves love today. Let's go back to the phone lines. 913-576-7610. We'll get to the text line here momentarily. But Brad, you're up first. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Cedar, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I got a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
Kansas City gets an NHL team and an NBA team. But Mahomes is guaranteed to retire in 10 years. Can you take the deal?
Yeah, I would. I appreciate it. I don't think most people would. But if Mahomes, let's play this out, Rob, before we go to the text line. Let's say Mahomes plays 10 more years. What do you set their over under at Super Bowls at? If he plays 2 more years, knowing that he already has one in hand. 1.5?
Yeah, I was going to say 2. So yeah, 1.5, 2.
I mean, I'd take that. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't really care about the hockey team. Like, y'all can keep that. But the NBA team, you know I'd be down. You want to talk about never talking about baseball. We would never talk about them if we got an NBA team. They'd never come up on this show. It'd be nonstop expansion NBA basketball on this show. Have the whole team on. It'd be great. It'd be great, great, great. Coming up in a little bit, I will give my review to Short Circuit. I watched it earlier today. It is on HBO Max. I like telling you guys where these movies are if you want to watch them with me. It is on HBO Max. I will give you my review coming up in a little bit. But we said that we would allow the text line to determine the topics. So, Rob, hit the music and you pick them.
Our next topic line is my computer just froze. Here we go. Someone texts in and says, quote, Andy Reid has never had an elite receiver other than when he had Terrell Owens for a few years. Why do they not take DK Metcalf? I mean, just look at the guy. He's a true healthy WR2. They could have had Julio on the cheap. This person loves Tyreek Hill.
That's not Julio. Hold on. Julio's
I'm just
not on
reading
the
text.
I know, but I'm saying is that's not right. Julio makes $15.6 million. Since when is that the cheap? That's the cheap. You know who's on the cheap? DeMarcus Robinson is on the cheap. $15.6 million. He has the fifth largest cap hit for wide receivers. That's not on the cheap. What are you talking about?
The question this person asks is, with Tyreek Hill's size and this person's fear, that person will get hit over the middle and be hurt.
We've been saying this for Tyreek Hill for 6 years. Have we not?
We definitely
have. I don't want to answer this question. No disrespect to that gentleman, but I don't want to answer this question. We've been saying this for Tyreek Hill, and then you know what's going to happen? Tyreek Hill's going to be 31 years old. See, I told you. He's played 9 all-pro seasons. What are we talking about? Tyreek's only had one significant injury, and it was an odd shoulder injury. That would have happened. It doesn't matter if he was my size, your size, or Julio Jones' size. He dislocated his shoulder. Remember that game against Jacksonville? So what are we talking about here? This hasn't been an issue yet.
We move on.
I'm not going to just make up fake issues with the team.
That's fair. We continue on anything but the Royals Day. Carrington, would you entertain a move of Daniel Sorensen to linebacker?
No. No. How does he solve their linebacker problem? He's not athletic or fast. Daniel Sorensen's fine with where he is. He's a fine third option at safety. I'm done trying to change Daniel Sorensen. He is what he is. Nothing wrong with that, but he is what he is.
Carrington, would you rather eat one bowl of baked beans per day for an entire week or have the University of Kansas win the next 10 national championships?
I eat baked beans for the next for the rest of the summer. This is the thing. I want to be clear here. I always say these two things. I do not dislike Kansas. I don't like Kansas fans. The university is fine. Lawrence is great. Their football team typically have been accommodating when we ask for things. The basketball team, as long as you don't ask for self, they're actually pretty cool people. I don't have any issues with Kansas. Their players have never done anything to me. I don't like KU fans. You guys are the worst. You guys are annoying. And you know you're annoying. It's not like I'm saying anything out of turn here. You know you guys are annoying people. That's who my issue's with. I never want to see KU fan happy. Some of you just cheer for KU. I don't have any issues with you. I don't like KU fan. And you know who KU fan is. I don't like you. I imagine you don't like me because I cheer for Missouri. That's life. It's mutual. That's what sports are supposed to be. We're not supposed to like each other.
Last one before the break. And again, we'll do this at 4:15 again. So keep those texts rolling in. Carrington, what are your thoughts on the Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau beef?
I don't know. I don't have any opinion. It's golf. Is Tiger in it? Is Tiger part of it? What are they even beefing about? I mean this in all seriousness. Maybe this is a terrible way to live. If I know we're not talking about it on the show, I just don't keep up with it. I know that they're beefing over something. What exactly are they beefing about? I feel like I have a little bit. So there was some video that happened, and then we got to see the video. What are they beefing about?
I mean, basically, the genesis of the beef is Bryson DeChambeau is a comically slow golfer. Brooks doesn't like that, doesn't like playing with him because of that. And then had that video where he walked by, and he got all disgruntled because he was walking by. Then last week at a tournament, Brooks Koepka did not play. DeChambeau did. Every time DeChambeau teed off, fans would chant Brooksy at him, and he started having people tossed from the event.
I like Brooks Koepka. I'm on his side. I'm on his side. I did not know that, honestly. I'm telling you, my life is, it's either, I either watch sports because I really enjoy it, like the NBA, and I don't care if we're going to talk about it or not, just because I enjoy watching the NBA, or it's stuff we're going to talk about. There was never a time in which we were going to talk about that, aside from today. That has never come up in my life, ever, till now. I don't even know what Bryson DeChambeau looks like. I think I know what Brooks Koepka looks like. If he walked in, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're Brooks Koepka. I don't think I know what Bryson DeChambeau looks like at all. And I'm wrong here. Look at that. We talked golf today. We talked soccer today. Are we doing Smoke and Fire later in the show? I'm down to do that. If we're doing Smoke and Fire today, 4 o'clock hour, Smoke and Fire. We'll set that up. Coming up in a little bit, we will talk 80s movies. I watched Short Circuit today. I'll give you my review next. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Text line 913-576-7610. Phone lines also the same number. Today, we are doing something a little bit differently. We are not talking about that baseball team. You guys know exactly the baseball team that I'm talking about. Tomorrow, I am very happy to get back to our normal scheduled show. We'll do things as we typically do. Maybe you guys like this, and this will just be an off day thing that whenever they're off, we'll just take a little bit of a break and a respite from the team, and we'll talk about other things, and we'll have fun and relax. But with the way this team is playing right now, I just don't have it in me right now. I just don't have it in me to discuss them today. I want to enjoy my off day too. So we'll get back to regularly scheduled programming tomorrow. If you're looking for a deep analytical breakdown of that baseball team, come back tomorrow and I'll do my best. But today, we're doing things a little bit differently. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 on our national cash contest. We will also take a trip around the three local schools. So we'll head to Kansas, K-State, and Missouri as we continue to not talk about that baseball team today and talk about everybody else. So I have been watching 80s movies in the month of June. It has been a really fun thing to do. So for the rest of the month, I will give you my review on 80s movies. Rob, I caught a little bit of an audible. I hope you can forgive me. So I was supposed to watch The Goonies today, but when I woke up and I looked at the clock, the time, it didn't really fit Goonies time. So I was like, you know what? I'll pick another movie and I'll have it be around 1:30. So it was an hour and 30 minutes. Goonies was closer to 2 hours. I was like, let me save this 30 minutes and I got other stuff I need to do this morning. So I watched Short Circuit. I hope that's okay with you guys. It was made in 1986. It certainly would count as an 80s movie that I haven't seen before. And one thing, Rob, I've noticed with these 80s movies, and maybe this is something everybody knew and I just didn't know, these movies all start really slow. Like, I was thinking to myself for the first 15, 20 minutes, this is a movie that was probably super dope when it came out that now is like, this is a waste of everybody's time to watch today. And then you know what happened? Oddly enough, Rob, the robot started reading books all of a sudden, started watching television. And next thing I know, it became a feel-good movie. Once the robot gets smart, it's a very enjoyable, lovable family film. Rob, you know what I'm giving? I'm giving Short Circuit a 7. I didn't like it as much as I like Princess Bride. I just think Princess Bride's like a fairly unique movie. I don't really think this movie was all unique, at least not in the context of today, like the storyline, like you can't really replicate it. But I thought it was really enjoyable. Like, once the humor really opened up of the movie, because in the very beginning, the only humor that really was in the movie was the scientist's right hand, the coach that was the guy from The Big Green. His homeboy, I can't remember his name, the doctor, he was the only comedic value for the movie for the first 30 minutes. But then when the robot started to get really funny and smart and do things, the movie really opened up. I have noticed something else as I'm watching all these 80s movies back to back to back. The bully in the 80s movie is the same character in every single one of these movies. Like the ex-boyfriend in this movie that's trying to shoot the robot, which I don't know why he was trying to do that, knowing that the robot was a military weapon that had lasers on it. Like, I don't know if that's the thing I'd be trying to get into a gunfight with, but that's neither here nor there. He was basically Biff. He was the same. He was Biff, but the adult version of Biff. He was the same person. The bully in all of these movies are the exact same character. I have noticed and picked up on this. It took me a little bit, but I did realize that the love interest, the woman in this movie, she was the gothic girl from Breakfast Club. She was a weirdo. Was she not? That girl was weird. Now, in the end, her weirdness ended up saving the robot's life, and that part was kind of cool, but she was basically Ace Ventura Pet Detective in the 80s. That's where Ace Ventura Pet Detective probably spawns off of. She had raccoons and skunks in her house and ant farms, and she was serving non-GMO foods back before it was cool. She had a Whole Foods food truck back in the day. Oh, Stephanie. Rob, you know what I'm doing? I'm giving Short Circuit a 7, man. I don't know what you think about Short Circuit. It wasn't really on the list. And we can go to the text line and you guys can determine if I'll stay on this same path or I can continue to venture off myself. I did feel very confident, though, to venture off myself. I felt very confident in my ability to do that. I'm like, all right, I've got an idea about what I want to watch and what I don't want to watch. So I was like, all right, let me kind of venture out a little bit and let me pick my own movie. I feel good that I picked my own movie. I feel good that I came away liking it. And I think Short Circuit was fun. That's a movie I don't think you can redo, though. Like, some of these movies, like, you could remake Princess Bride, and I think it'd be really cool and modern and hip. I don't know if there's a way to redo Short Circuit now with smartphones and the way the technology has advanced. Like, there's no way to remake that movie and have it make any sense the way that it did back then. Because part of what made the movie cool in the 80s is, like, the fascination with robots and, like, artificial intelligence. Like, you can have a whole conversation with your phone right now if you want to. Like, you and Siri can talk to each other today. Siri can be your friend if you really want to. I don't know if Short Circuit today works the same exact way. I really don't know. Someone said, can we talk about our baseball team? Absolutely not. No. That's the answer to that question. No, not at all. Where did you watch Short Circuit at? I actually watched it on HBO Max. HBO Max. HBO Max actually has a lot of 80s movies. If you're into that sort of thing, Max. Between HBO Max and Netflix, you can get all your 80s dreams all in there in one place. Have you seen Short Circuit? Is that a movie that you like?
I haven't seen Short Circuit in such a long time. I don't even know if I've ever seen it start to finish. I think it was on like Spike once and I watched for a minute and I didn't really stick with it. So I'm a bad barometer of if Short Circuit is good or bad. Cause I don't think I've ever seen it start to finish. I know what happens, but I don't know enough to be like, oh yeah, I know the beginning, middle, and end. But it's a very generic 80s movie to me, in my opinion.
Is that a series? Like, I feel like there's a Short Circuit too. I don't know, to be 100% honest with you guys. Like, I do not know if there's a Short Circuit too. But it seems like a movie that they tried to go back and redo. It seems like a movie like, yo, this movie did really well in the box office. Let's make a sequel to it. It does feel like there's a Short Circuit too. And that movie's probably terrible. You know how sometimes you can only capture that magic once. In the first one, it captured the magic. Like, the robot was really cool and fun the last like hour of the movie. It took a little bit to get going, but I'm just noticing with these 80 movies, I got to get over that. I got to get over that the movie's not going to start as fast as maybe I want there to start. But they need to, I got to just be patient. I got to give it a little bit of chance. Somebody says they did make a sequel to the movie and it's not good. Oh, it's called Chappie is the name of the movie. Chappie. Maybe he meant Crappy and I'm just reading it as Chappie, but it's spelled Chappie. Have you seen Howard the Duck? No, I've never seen Howard the Duck before. Never seen it before.
I don't think you'd like Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck was like comic book Marvel movies before Marvel movies were a thing.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I've never seen that before. You know a movie I've always wanted to see? Dick Tracy. I've never seen that before. Is that movie in the 80s? Is Dick Tracy in the 80s? Because I'm going to watch that next. That seems like a movie I would like. Oh, it came out in 1990. I can't watch it. I can't watch it, Rob. You didn't lead me down the correct path that I can't watch that movie.
You mean the movie you said 30 seconds ago, should I watch it? I didn't have time to Google it for you. I didn't lead you down a bad path. What are you talking about?
I just Googled it. All right, Rob, really quickly, tell people what else is on the list, and we'll make a determination about what movie we'll watch. I'll get back on the path if you guys want me to, but I thought the purpose of this was to watch 80s movies I've never seen before. I did watch an 80s movie that I had never seen before, so I felt like I was within my bounds.
That's correct. You did not watch from the list, but here is the list as follows. We still have the following movies on our list.
Okay.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, Ghostbusters, E.T., Uncle Buck, Weekend at Bernie's, Airplane, Fletch, When Harry Met Sally, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, St. Elmo's Fire, The Goonies, and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
I feel like it's now time for me to watch Uncle Buck.
I think Uncle Buck you'll enjoy.
Okay. I'll watch Uncle Buck tonight. I'll watch Uncle Buck after I watch the Bucks game.
There you go. Bucks to Buck.
I'll watch that afterwards. That's what I'll watch. Everybody keeps saying, how are you not? How is Howard the Duck not on your list? You guys are definitely trying to set me up. With Howard the Duck. Stop it. I've not done anything to you guys. I've enjoyed this series. You guys have given me good movie suggestions. I've had fun doing this. Don't try to sabotage me and have me watch Howard the Duck. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Someone said, have you seen Back to the Future? I watched it 2 days ago. I watched Back to the Future. I loved it. That's my favorite movie so far is Back to the Future. I really enjoy Back to the Future. Coming up in a little bit, we are continuing our Anybody But That Baseball Team. We will head to Lawrence. We will head to Manhattan. We will head to Columbia to talk college sports since we can't really talk professional sports right now. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your national cash contest code word for 3 o'clock is NOTE, N-O-T-E, NOTE. Text that to 72881 and you could be the $1,000 winner in the national cash contest. Today we are talking anything but that baseball team. You guys know exactly what baseball team I'm talking about. And to celebrate that, we're going to do a college whip around. We're going to head to Columbia, Manhattan, also Lawrence, Kansas, to take a look at what colleges are doing over the summer. One college has been on absolute fire when it comes to their recruiting, and that has been the University of Missouri. Let's head to St. Louis right now and be joined by Dave Matter. Dave, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Dave, we appreciate you coming on. You have covered Missouri Athletics. Ever seen them recruit like this in either football or basketball the way that Eli Drinkwitz is right now?
In football, I think the closest comparison is probably Gary Pinkel's very first year right after he got the job. He really cleaned up around the state. And maybe that class didn't rank as high as in the recruiting rankings as this class does, but he got pretty much everybody he wanted in the state of Missouri, some high-profile players that weren't considering Missouri at all before the coaching change. and, you know, a couple of headliners, and maybe some guys that didn't turn out to be great college players, but at the time there was a lot of buzz. And then a couple of years later, he did the same thing with the Tony Temple class that really created a lot of excitement and really formed the nucleus of what became one of his best teams. But I'd say in football, that's probably the closest comparison. So there hasn't been many.
Dave, what's working in your opinion? You know, when it comes to recruiting, how fickle it can be. You also know when it comes to recruiting, a lot of it is based off momentum. And it feels like once you can kind of get that ball rolling and you can convince kids that it's cool to come to wherever your school is, that it just kind of grows upon itself. That feels like what's happening with Missouri. What do you think is working for Eli Drinkwitz right now?
I think of a lot of it is his personality and his staff, that their charisma, their energy, they're really relentless at recruiting. They've done a really good job. For a year, they made the most out of having to recruit remotely with Zoom and FaceTime and whatever, text messaging, whatever it was that worked. They were able to develop relationships that way, and you know, kind of think outside the box in the way that they did all that. And then ever since, you know, it's only been a few weeks, but since campus or since recruiting back up, they've been a really good job of getting guys on campus early in the process. So, you know, before they went out and saw a bunch of other places, and not that they've gotten all of those kids committed, they've got Mizzou on the brain for sure. And like you said, momentum plays a big part of it. Kids want to play with other good players, the ones they get to meet, you know, through this process, through social media. I think that plays a big factor in all of this. And they've just hit the right buttons and hit the right notes. And then I think it's just a reflection of what his sales pitch is, and I think he's got a really good one right now.
No, he absolutely does, and I think it really started to maybe stand out to people who don't follow Missouri recruiting as closely was, I mean, flipping a kid that is committed to Tulsa or leaving from Tulsa, that's one thing. To commit a kid who was verbally committed to go to LSU and for him to say, no, I'm not going to LSU, a national power, and go to Missouri, that's just not something that happens very often with that program.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, there's lots of times there's different circumstances involved in this. And this year you're going to see more flips probably than ever before, because a lot of these kids committed to schools without really seeing them up close because they weren't allowed to take visits. And now they're all – maybe they're all not reopening their recruitment, but they are, you know, visiting some places even though they might be committed somewhere else. So I think you're going to see a lot of this. And it may come back to bite Missouri, you know, with one of their commitments. That's just it's all fair in recruiting. So we'll see what happens. But I think he's been really aggressive and not, you know, not avoiding kids that are committed somewhere else, because we know how fickle they can be. And, you know, this year is really, you know, is such a sort of an outlier because so many kids committed places without ever taking a visit there. So I think he's going to continue to be aggressive and try to flip more kids if he can.
I'm sure you'll be asked this question an endless amount of times between now and when he actually signs. Right now, Missouri has a chance to maybe flip Luther Burden. He is the number one wide receiver in his class. He is a top 10 recruit, according to Rivals. He's committed right now to go to Oklahoma. What's the likeliness / probability you think that he could end up being a Tiger?
Well, I think Missouri will be right in the mix, and maybe until the end. You know, he has scheduled a lot of visits this summer. You know, he's going to see Alabama. He's going to see Georgia. He's already been to Ole Miss. He's been to Missouri. He's going to come back to Missouri at the end of the month. I think he wants to see Florida. He's got a scheduled visit for Indiana. He is really considering the field at this point. And I think most folks expect him to kind of take that decision maybe down to the wire to the December signing date, because he'll want to get his official visits in. I'm sure he'll want to see some places on game day. You know, in the fall when they'll host him and make a big deal out of that, which they should, because he's the number one recruit in the country. So, at this point, there's no indication to think Missouri won't be in the running till the end.
And that is Dave Matter, who covers the Missouri Tigers for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, one of the best beat writers in all of the country. Dave, appreciate you coming on our show today. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot for having me.
Absolutely. That's Dave Matter joining us on the show today. As we continue our Anybody But the Royals today, let's talk some K-State football in the middle of the summer with my guy, John Kurtz. Kurtz, you, the same rule apply. If you mention that baseball team, I'll hang up on you.
Fair enough. I get it. Go T-Bone. How about that?
They are now the Monarchs now. Get it right, John. I know it's been a while since you've been here. They're the Monarchs now.
That's my bad. That's my bad. God, that was a bad mistake. We're off to a great start, man.
So right now we're talking some K-State football with John Kurtz. What's the vibe, the buzz right now about this K-State program?
Oh, boy. I would say right now it's very wait and see. It's been a long time since anything really positive has happened for the football program, and some of that has been their fault. Some of that has been the pandemic's fault. But the last time they won a game was October 24th. They did smash Kansas when that happened, but they lost out the rest of the year. There have been some recruiting misses since then. I think the pandemic restrictions on recruiting have really hurt them, where you have not been able to have kids on campus. Because I think, and this has been a discussion in the last 24 hours around here, but Manhattan can be a tough place to recruit to. I think it's a great college town, but if you can't actually show somebody that, that's a really tough sell to a kid from Georgia, where they've been recruiting a lot, or Texas. You got to bring them here, and you have to have them experience what a game day atmosphere is like. They just have not had that advantage for a long time. So you've had losses on the field, recruiting losses off the field start to pile up, and I think everybody just really wants to see this team actually get out there on the field and win some games to get some good vibes coming back up with this team, which makes the Stanford game, which is the season opener, and a game at Jerry World and in Arlington very, very important.
John, how many K-State fans are you expecting to be down at that game? Because if K-State fans are going to be what I think they are, I think it's going to be like 30,000 people that make the trip.
I would hope. I mean, I would think that would be on the higher end of what you expect fan-wise from me. There are a couple things happening here. One, like I said, the excitement level is not exactly at an all-time high with the program right now. It's also an 11 a.m. kickoff, which really hurts. And, I mean, that hurts on a lot of different levels. I think a part of the idea with moving this game was to try and get some extra exposure, and an 11 a.m. kickoff doesn't really sound that great. Now, you'd be competing at 2:30, and especially in the nighttime window with, like, Georgia, Clemson, and Alabama, Miami. Those would be tough to draw viewers away from, but it was still disappointing to see an 11 a.m. kick on FS1. So I would hope that you get that kind of a crowd, but I think it would be different if this team were a little bit hotter, and it would be different if this were a night game and everybody had all day to hang out in Dallas. So we'll see. The numbers, you know, I've been traveling with this team since 2011, week in and week out, and we have seen gradually over time throughout the years the numbers dipping as not only K-State has kind of dwindled slightly over the last 4, 5, 6 years in terms of profile, but also just so many of these games have been at 11 a.m. Like Oklahoma has complained about that here recently. The Big 12 with these big noon kickoffs and Fox has been in that window so much, and I do think that really hurts the ability and the want to for a lot of fans to travel because you just don't get all day to hang out and party. It really affects that trip. So we'll see. Hopefully K-State fans do show up.
I'm really surprised that maybe K-State fans sort of at least, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, maybe aren't as excited about this season. I can't imagine a team returning a quarterback as talented as I think Skylar Thompson is. It's not a coincidence to me when you look at when things started to fall apart for K-State last year. They also didn't have their starting quarterback. You've got a top-flight quarterback in Skylar Thompson, at least in a college spec, and you've got one of the more talented running backs in all of the conference. Like, I think K-State has a chance to be pretty good this year.
I do, too. I mean, I think my expectation is in linebacking the end of the year last year with COVID, and I think the bigger deal is you lost Skylar Thompson and had to do a true freshman quarterback in a year where nobody had any spring ball. So Will Howard was just thrown totally to the wolves. I do think that made a big difference. Skylar Thompson, I think, is, you know, he's pulling within the more top team than any athlete.
All right, we got to put John on hold there. The Lord just doesn't want K-State football to flourish, Rob. It's okay. Tell John that I'm sure K-State will win 7 games this year and they'll be happy. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk some Kansas City Chiefs football. Tyrann Mathieu met with the media earlier today. Tyrann Mathieu met with the media. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Let's end our college whip around as we talk a little bit of Kansas Jayhawks. We'll head to the phone lines right now and be joined by Matt Tate of the Lawrence Journal World. A lot has changed with the athletic department here over the last 3 to 4 months. What do you make of all the turnover at Kansas?
Yeah, everything's the right word for it. I mean, it's a new AD, a new football coach, a bunch of football players out, a bunch of football players in, and then, of course, Coach Self added 10 guys to his roster or is in the process of doing so. So, you know, it's one of those things where when you look at it big picture, it seems a little crazy and chaotic, but I think to be honest with you, every one of those areas was an improvement. I think the basketball team got better with its additions. I think the football team made a terrific hire, and I think the AD is showing early signs of being a really good fit for Kansas. And you got to go out and perform and make it count and have those guys play and execute and put up numbers and put up victories and all that stuff. But you can't do that in the summer. So what they're doing so far in the last few months is certainly positioning them to move forward into a brighter future. It may still take some time in a couple of those areas, but I think KU fans should feel great about it, and I think KU as a whole feels really good about where they're at.
Matt, you bring up the new football coach. Let's start there, and we'll transition into basketball. What are your early impressions of the new coach and the recruiting strategy? They brought in 7 players from Buffalo. You're now expecting those guys to come in and compete at a high Power 5 level. What's your early impressions?
Well, you can't ask for more than that. In my opinion, the idea that he brought some guys that know what he's about, both as players, as transfers, but also a lot of his staff is very, very comfortable and familiar with him. I just think that helps your transition so much. We've seen all the other football coaches that come through there do it a different way, try to fit pieces together. And you know, they've had some good football coaches, good position coaches that were on good staffs and then went on to be on good staffs too. So it's not like they were all duds. It's just so much harder to take a bunch of guys who don't know each other and piece them together and expect it to happen in a year or two, you know. So I think Lance Leipold has positioned himself very well in that regard. It won't be continuity. It won't be, the same old because it's brand new to him. It's a step up, and Kansas is a whole different animal. But I think there will be a feeling of that. Those guys, especially with the 2 coordinators and himself and then some of those Buffalo players that came down here to follow him, I just think that helps them get on a faster track. I don't know that that means wins and losses right away or anything positive in that area, but I do think in terms of turning it around and building that culture and setting that foundation that is going to make him successful here, I think that's an A-plus in the first step right there.
Matt, what's the culture and sort of climate around Kansas athletics right now? Because this appears to me, at least from the outside looking in, a healthier climate, a healthier culture around Kansas athletics, and also a belief that everybody is pushing in the same direction. I think everybody, you don't got to be inside that program to know that self and the AD might not have always been on the same page. That doesn't appear to be an issue right now over at KU.
Yeah, you know when your breathing is labored and you have trouble taking that deep breath and you know, maybe you just got done running or something or you came off of a basketball court and it's just short breaths and it's hard. That was really the last few years, several years at KU. And then, completely honest, as soon as they made some decisions to move on from past guys and things like that, you felt like the entire department could just get that deep breath and just take it all in and feel good about where they're going and get on the same page. It doesn't seem like that took much time or effort at all. It seemed like that was something that people were longing for and waiting for. And boom, you snap your fingers and it comes overnight. And everybody, from what I can tell anyway, everybody seems to be very happy with the direction and just breathing much, much easier.
Last question here. We're talking to Matt Tate with the Lawrence Journal World, also KUSports.com. This has been one of the craziest off seasons I can remember for Kansas basketball. If we're talking about sort of the turnover, Kansas is a program that typically has great continuity, but not even them can escape present day modern college basketball with the transfer portal and all of the rules when it comes to eligibility. What do you make of this offseason for Kansas? And there's still a couple of guys in the wind in terms of whether they're going to stay in the NBA draft or not. Oche Agbaje, I don't believe, has made a decision. Neither has Jalen Wilson. How do you think this plays out for KU?
Yeah, and Remy Martin's in that mix, too. He's the third piece of that puzzle. Obviously, a big-time transfer there. If they're able to get him, it's a huge addition. And I think that's the thing, Carrington. I mean, it's incredible that you look at, on paper, how many new guys and new faces they've brought in. And yet, even with that being the case, if Ochai and Jalen both come back, you look around and you say, well, Ochai's still there, and Jalen's still there, and Christian Brown's still there, and David McCormick's still there, and Mitch Lightfoot's still there. So they almost completely overhauled the roster, yet they maintained a bunch of guys that have played a bunch of games and big roles. And so it's kind of a mix of a veteran squad with a bunch of new faces. And you know, like I mentioned a minute ago, I think there's nothing but good news coming in that department. I think they've improved in just about every area. You know, it's the same thing I said. I mean, these guys have to show up. These transfers and newcomers have to show up and prove that they can play at this level and prove that they can play for Bill Self. But every indication is that they will be able to do that. And if they can and everything gels like it looks like it's going to, then, yeah, you're looking at a top three, top five team easy and back on track to being the title contender that they expect to be. So I talked to Self a couple of months ago or maybe a few weeks ago now about, do you have enough time with all these new guys? Do you have enough time to get it all together before the season starts? And, you know, the biggest thing he mentioned was, yeah, we've got all summer. Last year, because of the pandemic, guys were at home. We didn't have that. You know, they couldn't work together in the summer, and that hurt teams across the country. That hurt KU. He said that he thought that hurt the quality of basketball and college basketball as a whole. But now that these guys can get back, most of them are here right now in Lawrence working out together, building that chemistry. He said that's plenty of time. Some of these guys have said the same thing. So I think it's something to be excited about if you're a Kansas fan. There's no question. I mean, you'll need a roster with you when you're watching games, and you'll need to learn some new numbers and how to pronounce some names and things like that. But if your goal is for your team to win big, you should be very happy come October, November, December, January, February, and then obviously see what happens in March.
That is Matt Tate with the Lawrence Journal World, also with KUSports.com. As we celebrate anybody but the Royals Day, we talk a little Kansas. Thanks, Matt.
I've never felt so loved, man. I appreciate it.
Always good to catch up with Matt Tate and talk a little Kansas football. Rob, really quickly, what's your expectation? Like, I'm thinking about it as a Missouri fan, and we have Dave Matter on the show earlier. I would like for Missouri to at least win 7 games this year. They won 5 last year. They still have a sophomore quarterback. As you kind of wait to get the talent to infuse in the rest of this roster with the updated and there's going to come a point where I think Missouri can win 10 games. I'm not at that point this season where I'm probably holding them to that 7 or 8 range, I think is within the realm of the possibility. It goes back to a more normal SEC schedule, so they get to navigate some of the tougher teams over in the SEC West. I think that's a realistic expectation for this team. I think K-State can do about the same. We talked to Kurtz about it. Skylar Thompson's back. Deuce Vaughn is one of the best running backs in all of college basketball, all of college football. I'm a little bit surprised to hear that the buzz maybe isn't for K-State where I think it should be. What does KU fan expect from their team this year? What do you want from KU football?
I think 3 wins, which I know sounds so embarrassing, is actually a fair expectation, but be more competitive in the losses. Because for all the problems Les Miles had, and there were many, but mostly he should never have been hired because it's best he hired him and not his problems, he did upgrade the talent at Kansas and subsequently fix the recruiting hole they had with scholarship issues. So there is, albeit undeveloped, young talent on the roster. Lance Leipold, everyone tells me in the industry who follows coaching, that he's an elite developer of talent. He can make your 1-star look like a 3-star, which is something you have to do to be successful at Kansas, what Bill Snyder did forever at Kansas State. But the Kansas schedule is tough, and it's still a young roster without a quarterback. So I think 3 wins is a safe expectation, but I need less. You're playing Texas Tech, and you're down 53-7. Texas Tech is not miles ahead of you. I need less. You know, West Virginia is not miles ahead of you. You shouldn't lose that game 44-10. I'm not saying you win those games, but maybe those games are 28-17, and they get an oh, by the way, at the end to push it to a 2-score game. That's kind of what I feel like should happen in the losses. And then get 3 wins, and I think that's a step in the right direction with a roster that I think is young enough to be good in 2 or 3 years.
You listen to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get back into the segment that you control, where on today, when we're talking about anything but that baseball team, you can have open phone lines or suggest the topic on the text line, and we'll talk about it. But coming up first, let's talk about our bread and butter. Let's talk some Kansas City Chiefs football right here on The Drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.